God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
Oh, you sound so good. I just have to hear it again. Good morning. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
Good
morning. It is great to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. I don't know about you all, but I liked yesterday's weather a lot better than today's so far, at least. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah, we actually turned on the air conditioner in here yesterday, and for the 8 o'clock service, that was a little chilly, so we had to turn up the heat a little bit. So if you get a little warm, we can make adjustments, can't we, Gage? Yeah. So, but anyway, we do welcome you, and we thank you so much for your presence today. My name is Eric Dirks, and it is great to be able to worship with you today. If you would turn with me in your bulletins to the third page, there is what I call a connection card, and it tears off from your bulletin. I invite you to fill that out, put your name, address, telephone number on it, etc. If you're a regular worshiper, go ahead and do that, please. Let us know you're here. If you're visiting with us today, maybe this is the first time or second time or even third, make sure you fill that out so we can greet you properly and say thank you so very much for worshiping with us. You turn this in the offering basket later on in the service, so I just invite you to do that, and if you're visiting with us, that is your offering to us, and so we thank you so much. If you would turn to the announcement portion of your bulletins, first of all, I have one announcement. We have the school has an Adopt a Musician fundraiser going on, and there he is, Andre up there. Give yourself a wave so they can turn around and see you. Andre up there, if you don't know him, he has these forms. If you're interested in adopting a musician, they're taking a trip.
New York City.
New York City. I thought that's where it was, but I didn't want to misspeak. So, and they are asking that the community support that, and so that's what that is about. Please make sure you get some of those sheets and talk to him in that regard. Also, on this sheet, Cliff Soppy got a organized a study guide for us for this week. It's based on this teaching series that we're starting today, and I invite you to take this home. As Idella is going to talk to you about your joys and concerns in a little bit, take this home with them, and that gives you something, a little devotion to focus your time and efforts towards God each and every day. On the back of that is something you're going to hear in a minute, too, from Leslie Hill. This is a story of hers, so you can take that back and read that during your devotional time as well. Got some great things going on. The sports and rec team is starting a basketball, well, it's not a league, but for us, it's a basketball league, Open Gym Nights, South School on the first and third Thursdays beginning November 5th. We're trying to see how much interest there is to that. We've already got the gym reserved for out at South School for November and December, and we'll be moving back to North School here in town in January. But, you know, for some of you who are really out of shape, we'll be playing half court for a while. But, for me and some others as well. We'll be playing half court for a while, but it'll just be a fun time to get together to play some basketball. Has everyone seen where the playground's going to be going?
Yay.
Yes, no, maybe? It's kind of behind the office building over here. Take a look at that before you go home today. I praise God, they got everything torn up, and that means that things are only going to get better. Amen? So today, right after worship, is Lunch Bunch. Don't forget Lunch Bunch. As a family of five, I understand you cannot go out to dinner on $15, even to McDonald's. And so make sure you come down. It's $6 a person, $15 for the entire family. Come down and enjoy the fellowship and the food. Obviously, it is an amazing food. It's always been an amazing food. And of course, it's a United Methodist dinner. What do we expect, right? But anyway, so make sure you come down and join us for that. And we don't want to forget the mission involved. All that money goes to apportionments, which is the United Methodist Church's mission around the world. And so please make sure you come and support that. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today? Oh, now that didn't sound like you're too sure. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
All right, I like that better. We'll have a prayer and a prelude. And we'll begin our service at that time. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are truly an amazing God. And we thank you so much for the life that you anoint us with, God. We thank you this morning, before our eyes were open to this day, you were thinking and dreaming and planning for us, God. And we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us as we worship you. We understand and we have faith, Lord, that you are already here. And we thank you for that, but we want to be deliberate in asking for your presence, God. So that as people listen on the radio and listen around the world, God, on our website, that they understand and they feel your presence just the same way that we do, God. We thank you so much for each and every person here today. And as we come together to worship, God, may your Spirit wash over us. May the light of your Spirit shine inside of us, God, and may every dark corner be illumined, Lord, and may that darkness run scared from this place. Amen. May it go and run away from this place, never to return, God, because of the Spirit, your Spirit, that is in our lives as we leave this place. Gracious and holy God, make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Mm-hmm.